The national debate on gay marriage has shifted to California. In San Francisco yesterday, the state Supreme Court heard arguments on the constitutionality of a voter-approved law banning same-sex marriage. Gay rights advocates sued to overturn that ban 4 years ago after the court stopped same-sex marriages and nullified marriage licenses issued by City Hall. We have more this morning from Sarah Varney of member station KQED.
The central question before the court was whether California's ban on same-sex marriage discriminates based on gender or sexual orientation and violates the fundamental right to marry. Attorneys for the city of San Francisco and nearly two dozen gay and lesbian couples argued California has long recognized the rights of same-sex couples to raise natural and adopted children, be foster parents, and own property, and it no longer makes sense to bar them from marriage. But San Francisco Chief Deputy City Attorney Therese Stewart was asked to explain why gay couples need marriage if they can get most of the same rights under domestic partnership.
Marriage has deep meaning. The name marriage matters. It communicates something that everybody understands. It communicates loyalty and intimacy and commitment.
An attorney for the state argued that California has a long tradition of defining marriage as a union between one woman and one man. That was the argument made back in 1948 by those who argued in a case before the California Supreme Court that blacks and whites shouldn't marry. The Supreme Court ruled in that case, in a ruling known as the Perez decision, to legalize interracial marriage. They said preventing someone from marrying the person of their choice violated the fundamental right to marry. Should that ruling also apply here to same-sex couples? Justice Carlos Moreno brought that connection home when he pressed lawyer Chris Krueger, who was defending the state, on why California maintains separate institutions of domestic partnership and marriage.
Counsel, are you saying that separate is equal here?
I'm saying these are parallel institutions.
Well, is that separate is equal?
Here, there is equality.
And what distinguishes this from Perez is that there's no animus against gays and lesbians?
Well, there's no animus, that there's no...
Well, that didn't motivate the creation of the law.
Conservative religious groups weighed in as well, arguing allowing same-sex couples to marry would destroy the sanctity of marriage for heterosexuals and lead to a decline in marriage rates. Attorney Glenn Levy told Justice Carol Corrigan that would undermine the very reason the state regulates marriage.
This court, as early as 1850, was talking about the primary purpose of marriage being procreation and the raising of the children of the marriage.
Well, then should we have marriage laws that say you can't marry unless you are prepared to have children or capable of having children, or your marriage doesn't count until you do have children? I'm puzzled by this somewhat narrow definition of the reason the state gets involved. Certainly, that is a very important aspect of this institution, but it is not the sine qua non, is it?
What, Your Honor, we would submit that that is the primary reason that the state regulates this private relationship.
The justices questioned repeatedly if now is the time for the court to decide this issue or whether the court should leave the decision up to the voters or the legislature. The court has 90 days to issue a ruling. Massachusetts remains the only U.S. state that allows gay and lesbian couples to marry. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.